Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And here we are, friends. That's right. It is the weekend. Friday, it's a PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday. It's Greg Cassidy sitting in for the vacationing Bob Rose. That is so unusual. Not really. But he deserves it, right? Yeah. Yeah. 7:07 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose. And yeah, he's actually going to go spend a little time up in the Northeast, something that he's not done before and is actually looking forward to at least one day, if he can find a really good deal, because Bob loves a really good deal. Lobster for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Or is it supper? When is dinner? When is supper? Which is which? Depends where you come from, huh? That's a topic for another day. But I am glad you are with us today. And, you know, one thing that we were talking about last hour that you might have missed, because a lot of folks still get up at 6 o'clock. I don't know why. I'm up at 3. You can do it. Was Katrina. 20 years ago today is when it hit, and maybe you missed that. Well, look, we know you're busy. Maybe you get up a little later than some of us do. Check out the Bob Rose Show podcast. You can get every minute, every issue, on demand, all in one place. It's free on the Odyssey app or wherever you happen to get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart. All you got to do is head over there, hit subscribe, and so you can go back and hear part of that conversation. That chat we had about Katrina, because Phil, a Sky listener, actually called it with a great story about somebody that he knows that lives in the Villages that was, you know, pulling off some really heroic stuff during that time. So anyway, hard to imagine that has been 20 years. We were also talking about kind of the face-off between Donald Trump wanting to help cities around the country with their crime issues and all these mayors and governors that have this attitude of, hey, we don't need you and your stinking help. You nasty Republican, you. Another face-off that's been going on, and this is an interesting twist, because Bob and I were talking about an angle of it yesterday of when, imagine your boss says, you're fired, and you say, no, I'm not. Well, it doesn't usually really work that way. That's what's going on with this whole person that's part of the Fed. You've heard about her, Lisa Cook. She's part of the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. Now, again, the Fed does a lot of things, but interest rates are one of the things that they obviously control. They're not really part of the federal government. Now, here's where the rub comes and why there's a lawsuit going on. She's suing Trump saying, hey, you can't fire me. She didn't even say I didn't do anything wrong. She said, you didn't hire me. Joe Biden did. Well, my immediately brain, you know, kind of went to the common sense of, wait a minute. You don't mind being hired to your job by a president, but when the next president says your services are no longer required, somehow you've got this attitude that, oh, you don't have the right to fire me. The last guy put me in. And these are like 15-year terms. So I see, pretty cushy gig. I see why she'd certainly want to keep it. So now we've got this whole legal battle going on between the two. But this is what it comes down to. It was the director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency. Okay, this guy is over an agency of the U.S. government. Referred the charges to the Justice Department. Okay, this is not Donald Trump running around trying to, you know, go after his political enemies like they like to say. No, this is something that was found. She did, as a couple of other folks who've been busted in the last just few weeks for, trying to get a better interest rate on their secondary piece of property. You get a better rate, obviously, if you bought a home, you know this, in your primary residency, where you live. You get a little bit better rate on that, because quite frankly, it's less of a risk for them that you're going to let that house go. In Lisa Cook's case, she's got her house, and then you go to Atlanta, and there's this condo that she also listed as her primary residence. Here's why the secondary ones are going to get the higher rate. Again, it all goes back to actuaries and risk. Let's say you get fired from your job, Lisa Cook, which could happen. Things get bad. You don't get another job. You don't have enough money in the bank to make two house payments. Which one would you let go? The one you live in or that other condo down in Atlanta? Duh. You think the mortgage companies don't know that? That's why when you go to buy a motorcycle or an ATV, the rates are higher on that than maybe what you paid for your $40,000 truck. It also means that sometimes it's easier to buy that $40,000 truck because that's your primary transportation versus that ATV you bought as a toy. Things get tough. What you going to let go first? Yeah, the toys. So they charge a higher rate because they want to get more of their money for the risk factor. Same thing with the mortgages. So then you got somebody who knows all about, do I say fraud? Yeah, because she was a fake Indian. Talking about Lizzie Warren, good old Elizabeth. She's coming to the defense of this Lisa Cook. And what she says is, no. Cook should resign if guilty, if, okay, for cause means job-related. The for cause is the point that the Trump administration is saying, we have cause to fire you. Well, Lizzie Warren comes along and says, oh, no, that just means job-related. Let's analyze that just a little bit. You work for the Fed. You're on the governor's board for the Fed. Part of one of the jobs that you do there, you control interest rates. That trickles down into interest rates on lots of things in our country, like mortgages. You, as a member of this board, according to, again, let me get the title right, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, they discovered your dishonesty, your fraud, regarding interest rates, so you could get a better deal. And that's not right. You're lying on these forms for this loan. So you're going into a loan fraudulently, I can say that, too many syllables, knowing that it's not your primary residence. But good old Elizabeth Warren, you know, she's got to come in and say, hey, look, I care that we follow the law here, but this came from a Donald Trump lackey. How disrespectful is that? No, this person, this lackey of Donald Trump, is the director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, and they referred the charges to the Justice Department. That's how this happened. And so for Elizabeth Warren, who has a little trouble with the truth herself, or reality, Pocahontas, says, yeah, these are allegations, but where'd they come from? A Donald Trump lackey who said, in effect, I've got access to a whole bunch of data nobody else sees. Let me go see if I can go through the Donald Trump enemies list and find anything I can. What are you talking about, Elizabeth? Really? Come on. I'd say pipe down, but she'd think us talking about a peace pipe. So you've got these people, these politicians who have to stay relevant. They have to stay in the headlines. They want you talking about them. They want you knowing their name. It's their life. It's their ego. It's their whole world. And so Elizabeth Warren piping up here, making comments, making accusations about the lackey of Donald Trump, being disrespectful. Well, the reality is, Elizabeth, what do you really know about this? You're just spouting a bunch of stuff. You don't know the facts. You're not involved in the facts, but you have to feel important and you have to have your opinion out there. And of course, as always, you got the lefty media who are more than willing to go, yeah, you want to blast Donald Trump? Oh, yes, yes, we would love to have you in our studio. Please come in and say all kinds of bad things. You can even make things up a little bit if you want, as long as you can try to make Donald Trump look bad. Ugh. These lefty politicians, they just get on my last nerve, and I think I'm on my last nerve. I have to have my doctor. Doc Jen, you listening? I need you to check out my last nerve here. Because it's really bugging me. Which means, we call this a transition or a segue in radio, it's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So start dialing in now. I'll get you all lined up. 877-975-9825. I bet you got something bugging you. Love to have you share it with the rest of us. 877-W-SKY-TALK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, if you're fired up, let's hear from you. 877-975-9825. That's 877-WSKYTALK. Love to know what is bugging you. I got a couple up my sleeve, but hey, I'm going to defer to you first, and we'll see just what it is. And hopefully I can figure out this new phone system we're working on. Worth. Yeah, it bugs me a little bit. Hey, let's say good morning, Roy. Happy Friday, and what's bugging you?
Top of the morning, Dave. What's bugging me is how the left hates what's good for our country so much they'd rather burn the nation down, like somebody chasing a spider with a flamethrower in the house.
You know, I tell you, you're absolutely right, and it's just kind of crazy because, you're seeing and hearing the same news stories I am, and you look around, you're like, What are you missing that we don't see? How can you not see the contrast?
It's like I ran into a guy at the post office one day, and you know, we got talking, and his first statement was, "I can't deal with Trump because of all the hatred." I'm like, "What hatred?"
Yeah,
I don't understand.
No, I am totally with you there. It's kind of like they lose all sense of reality. I mean, because again, how does a logical brain come to the conclusions that theirs do? That's what I just totally do not get. Let's see. Denny, what's bugging you?
Well, I know Donald Trump's got a lot on his plate and everything, but the one thing I'm still wondering about is the Patriot Act. That's the one thing that needs to be abolished. Because any time the government can come in and take an average American out without being charged and lock you away with no representation in court or anything, that is just absolutely wrong.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, I forget what it was. Somebody was talking the other day about so many things when it comes to government. They sound like a really good thing. And maybe the intent on the surface back then, the Patriot Act, was a good thing. We want to think that our politicians, you know, have our best in mind. We want to think that. But then after we see a few things, we go, okay, did they do it the way they did it so that down the line they would be able to utilize some of the things in it for their own nefarious agendas? I hate that we have to think that way. But I also think that our honeymoon and believing that everybody in government is on our side, yeah, I kind of think those days may be gone. John, what's bugging you this morning?
Yes, sir. What's really bugging me, Greg, is the media calling the psychotic child mass murderer a trans woman. It's not a woman, it's a man. And also, they're trying to suppress that. The media is trying to suppress that he was also Trump deranged and had killed Trump written on his guns. So, he was deranged all the way around, 360 degrees, with all that implies about Trump deranged syndrome psychotics. And the media seems like it's just keeping that nice and low and out of the picture.
Yeah, but you know, you're right, John, first off, and I see why it bugs you, and it should. But don't they do that all the time? Sometimes they will mention something, even if it's a minute fact. Oh, this fits our agenda. We've got to mention that it's a conservative white Christian and he owned an AR-15, as opposed to, oh, wait a minute. He doesn't really like Christians. He doesn't like Jews. He doesn't like Donald Trump. He doesn't like a lot of people. He's dealing with mental issues already, even from, you know, his self-identification. He's having issues with that here a few years later. They were talking to one girl that went to school with him when he was younger, and he was like all into Hitler then. And he's all into the previous school shooters and mass shooters. I mean, but again, we get in this scenario. These people have got a serious problem. Nobody says anything. Again, now I'm not going down that road. I don't think more red flag laws are what we need, but sometimes there are people who are dangerous. And, you know, this is not about getting back at your ex-boyfriend or something. They have serious issues, and they do need help before something like this happens. And what bugs me, I guess, there's people that know. They know they've got issues, serious mental issues. If you got something bugging you this morning, 877-975-9825. Jen, what's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is this. I think parents need to be very, very careful about health professionals and the teachers, et cetera, that their kids are around.
Oh, yeah.
I was in a certain type of medical facility, let's just say that. Mm-hmm. And here I was overhearing this medical professional brainwashing this individual that the current administration is completely against them. Mm-hmm. Parents, you need to be careful. Because you need to know what they're, you know, these are people in trust, and this is what they're trying to brainwash kids with. Have a good day, guys.
No, you are absolutely right there, and you're right. It's in multiple professions. Again, are there great people in the medical industry? Absolutely. Are there some amazing teachers who pour their lives into your kids and want the very best for them. Absolutely. I've got friends in both of those arenas, and they do an amazing job, and they really love their patients. They really love their kids, and they want the best. But you can't assume anymore. I just had a birthday yesterday. People of my age, we probably grew up in a time, maybe in the 60s or 70s, we were probably naive about a lot of things. We probably trusted government more. And probably even more so if you go back before the Kennedy assassination. I think a lot of our innocence was lost after that, when we realized, wait a minute, the government isn't always honest with us. The government doesn't always tell us the truth. When you do go back and you look at the foundation of our education system and who is behind it and their intent and their goals, was it as pure and innocent as we would want it to be? Don't think so. Hey, thanks for being a part of What's Bugging You this morning. Appreciate your calls. All brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Hey, we are just about 30 minutes away. Mayor of Newberry, Tim Martin. Also, he's the head honcho. That's his title there at the Alachua County Republican Committee. A new announcement, a new guest has been added to the lineup for Black Tie Blue Jeans, and you're going to know who it is about 8:05 this morning or so. I know the tension is just thick in the room. It's all on the way, the Bob Rose Show on a PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Here we are. It is, so far at least, a good-looking Friday morning. It's a PGIF, and praise God it's Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose. But, you know, you can listen anytime, even when Bob's not here. That's right. The Bob Rose Show is on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Or you just look over and say, hey, smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky, and they will just jump right on it. It is 7:34. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I am glad that you are along with us. Of course, yeah, talking about getting ready for football this weekend. Gotta love it. Of course, you know, it's kind of like, it's like I don't know, the beginning of a new holiday season. It's like Christmas early. Well, at least in some sense. I mean, okay, we're taking on Long Island. Now, sure, some of these no-name teams from no-name places without a great record and all that kind of thing, sometimes they can surprise you just how good they are, but the reality is, you look at it this way. Let me give you an analogy. Them coming to play the Gators, because face it, and they're called the Sharks, you know, it's all about the money. You've heard people probably ask you, okay, back in the day, hey, for $1 million, would you get in the ring with Muhammad Ali, or you pick, you know, Mike Tyson or whoever the fighter is of your era? Knowing you are just going to get whipped up on, it's going to be bad, or at least the odds are, but would it be worth the money? Look, this team, their program at LIU, they're going to pick up $500,000. $525,000 paycheck to come to town, get beat up, and go home. At least that's what we don't want to beat them up. We just want to, you know, rhetorically speaking, you know, from a scoring perspective. So I don't know. It'll still be fun. It's still game day, game night, whatever you want to call it. Going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully you get out. And, of course, you know, we're just kind of keeping an eye on the weather because, again, here we are end of August, and there's that whole rain thing. I know there's one of my favorite bands playing locally tonight. And even though they are undercover and some of the seating is undercover, you know, potentially you could get wet depending on if and when we actually get some thunder showers today. So we'll just kind of keep our eyes on that. A lot of things are going on. Of course, you know, Gators, that's a big thing. Economy is doing well. Had some new numbers coming out this week. And, of course, we'll keep watching those. So that's always a good thing when you love a win. And it sounds like Donald Trump and our economy are winning. And if they're winning, we're winning. And that's kind of the way I like it. So, you know, we had the shooting the other day. And basically, this is one of those scenarios where we're not talking about the shooter. We're not giving you all his information. We're not reading his manifest. I said his because it's a his. So while we say we're not talking about it, there's actually things to talk about. So it's a little odd there, but there's a few angles on this story or stories like them that I think we still need to look at. One, this trans shooter targeted a gun-free school zone intentionally. Absolutely, this is not a coincidence. It's not, oh, wow, that just happened to be, you know, where there was no protection, where people couldn't carry. No. The Crime Prevention Research Center, the CPRC, issued a report saying, hey, the shooter's desire to follow in the footsteps of other mass shooters by attacking unarmed people in a gun-free school zone was totally intentional. They've looked at the writings. They know what this guy was thinking. He was of the same mentality and wanted to follow in the footsteps of others who would make sure the victims were not armed, and that's why they like schools. He actually said that while we're not talking about him. That's an important point. It's all about the schools. It's all about the safety of our other kids. We've put them in these safe zones, air quotes, where people don't carry guns. I don't know, except maybe criminals. So if that is the case, and it is the reality, because these lefties like to talk about the 7,800 mass shootings we've had this year. What is a, and they want to look for commonality. They want to call it, oh, well, it was that evil weapon of war. That's not the commonality. First off, fewer people are killed in America by ARs than a lot of things, including, I think, hands and feet. I digress. So where did this whole gun-free, safe zone, school kind of mentality come from? So there's been some memes out that said, well, Joe Biden introduced this back in 1990. Okay, he was a part of it. They like to say, oh, no, that's false. He did not do that. Okay, here's the technicality. It's all about context. So Biden, a Democrat, did not introduce the bill or later amend it personally when he served in the U.S. Senate. That was in the 90s. But here's the important part. The Gun-Free School Zones Act of 1990, again, the Gun-Free School Zones Act of 1990, was passed as part of a suite of legislation that Biden sponsored, known as the Crime Bill. Who doesn't not want crime, except the Democrats? Who would want crime? No, we need to have a crime bill. And what do we put in this crime bill? Oh, all kinds of things that won't really stop crime. Kind of like, the Green New Deal didn't really solve anything. It really was just a money laundering scheme, wealth distribution, taking it from you, give it to somebody else or some other organization that is on their favorites list. So anybody that thinks this was not very specific, yes, there were ties to this school. The shooter's mother had worked there, who, by the way, she's lawyering up right now. Because you got to know, they're going to be asking her, excuse me, what did you know and when about your psychotic child? Did you know he had these issues and he had guns? Even though they were bought legally, you know, there's things that questions that need to be answered here. And so I don't know how we ever change this. Because the public in general, because again, the left like to use emotion to get things passed. They like to use emotion. They love, for a party that loves to kill unborn babies, they sure like to use children as a compassion point a lot. Meanwhile, they want to kill millions of babies. Hypocrite, party of the party. So I don't know how we can ever get around this. I don't know how you'll ever be able to make school zones not be this way. And this is kind of an agenda. They use these things that sound good on the surface. I know that one of the big problems in California was while there were supposedly some areas that, oh, yeah, as your Second Amendment rights, absolutely, except, and they made it so difficult. Like, let's say that in a shopping center, there was a private daycare or a library. Oh, it's adjoining property. You can't even carry on that parking lot. I mean, they did and do everything they can to manipulate it so that even though you think you've got your Second Amendment rights, the reality is no, they are going to block them at every angle that they can because they know how to – manipulation is the talent of the left. I think they invented it. And if they didn't invent it, they certainly improved it. They have perfected it. So they'll name something that sounds really good. But the reality is we know it's fake. It's fake news. Thank you, Donald Trump. So the question will we ever be able to turn that around? I don't know. You've got too many parents are going to go, oh, no, I have a child in that school system. I want them protected. I don't want people carrying guns. I was actually talking to somebody yesterday that I've known for a few years, casually. Had kids in the same school at one point, that sort of thing. And somehow the mentioning of someone recognizing me in a gun shop came up. And there was kind of shock on their surprise, like, gun shop, you like guns? And it just kind of showed, while I'm not being negative towards this person, you can tell their experiences were different than mine when it comes to guns. And a lot of people are like that. It's not that they are anti-gun or that they're anti-constitutional or anything like that. But maybe their background, their experience, their education, their educational background, where they come from is just different. And so they look at guns differently. It's not that they consider them bad, but they probably have been told enough that schools should be gun-free. It's all for the children. And so that's what they're going to think because they've been told that, and in their form of logic, again, based on their background, well, that kind of seems reasonable. Why would you want guns near your children? Now, my response, and a lot of you as responsible gun owners, are so that we can protect those same children in a scenario if necessary, or anybody else that's on the street near that school or that library or that daycare or in some states that church. They like to say, the left, this whole premise of a good guy with a gun, That's made up. Okay, they can say that. Facts don't back that up. Now, you can like NRA, not like NRA, whatever. I'm a life member. Do I send them more money now? I haven't. I really love GOA. They do a lot of great grassroots work. Love our guy, Luis Valdez from Florida GOA. But one thing that I really like that the NRA does in their monthly magazine is a page full of news stories from around the country, headlines that maybe didn't go national. A full page of stories every month of how a good guy with a gun was the hero. And we know that's the reality. The bad guys, they're not going to follow the rules anyway. So what do you need in those areas with the bad guys? Need some good guys and gals. Get out there, train, enjoy your Second Amendment rights. And sometimes we got to fight for them. And that has to do with elections, too. So something to think about there. Hey, it is the Bob Rose Show. It is a PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday. Greg Cassidy here, sitting in for Bob Rose. We're coming up on 7:45. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Man, time just flies when you're having fun. 7:49 now, 11 away from 8 o'clock. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer's always yes. Yeah, it's a Friday edition of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose. I don't think he's probably having lobster yet, because I don't think he's had a chance to even probably get on the plane. But he is going to be spending some time up, I guess, in the Boston area, Maine. Going to have some lobster. You know, that's probably something that, and now that I think about it, I don't think I've really had much in my life. I did a couple of cruises years ago. There's always, you know, the surf and turf night. You get the steak and lobster or whatever, that sort of thing. I know this sounds awful. I don't like to work for my meal. I work for it because I work. I have a job. Some people don't consider this a job, but it is a job. You get up at 3 o'clock every morning and tell me if it's not a job. But anyway, it's like even when I go to a like a Cajun place, I kind of leave out the things that I've got to crack open and scrape out and peel open and all that kind of thing. It's like, no. Bring it to me. I will pay you in the kitchen to do all that because you're better at it than I am. Then just bring it to me. Put it in front of me. Give me my little plastic bib and my plastic gloves, and I'm going to go at it. So I don't know. We will ask Bob when he gets back whether or not he had to work for it. Or just pay for it. We'll see. Hey, there are some things going on that aren't heavy news in the country, and sometimes you got to talk about those too because, hey, we all need a break, right? Bob and I did a story a couple of weeks back. You know, the Kennedy Center, they've got their big, the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts do their big awards thing all the time and every year, and they pick people from different parts of life, and sometimes they come from music. And one of the folks that's in that category this year is Gloria Gaynor. Of course, she's known for the song I Will Survive back in the 70s in the disco era. And the smart, how do I say this? The hosts of The View, while they wanted to acknowledge, yes, she deserves the accolades, they didn't want her to go or accept it. Why? Donald Trump. He's running things. He wanted to make sure that she gets noticed. So now that little thing has spread. Now you've got some lefty podcasters trying to smear her because they did a little digging. And guess what she did? Now, I know this is crazy. This is crazy. Because, well, I don't know if you noticed, Gloria Gaynor is a black woman. Okay? That's just fact. Black and white right there. She donated money in the past to GOP candidates like Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Mike Johnson, even the National Republican Senatorial Committee and New Journey PAC. What's the New Journey PAC? Oh, it's an organization that appeals to black conservative voters. something that Joe Biden says isn't supposed to exist. If you don't vote for him, you ain't black. Anyway, they're really getting all over her. They want her to refuse the Kennedy honors. They want her to get this. Take a stand against Trump. So that somehow, here's the logic that they have. It doesn't really mean logic. It just means crazy thought. In their logical minds, by accepting an award for what you have done, for taking those accolades and being put on a pedestal, if you accept them, you're helping evil Donald Trump and his agenda and boost his attacks against the fabric of the country. Really? This woman spent her life in this industry. She paid her dues. She had her hits. She loves what she does. She's an American. She can vote for who she wants to. She can support who she wants to. But somehow, because Donald Trump is connected to the Kennedy Center now, you are boosting his attack on the fabric of our country. You're using your fame to fuel his agenda. What? She's not out there with an agenda. She's voting for who she wants to vote for as an American. She makes contributions to whatever organizations that she wants to as an American. I mean, can you not support an organization that appeals to black conservative voters? Are blacks in America not allowed to be conservatives and vote? If you did not think that was the case, then you would be a serious, I just can't even find the words when I think about these people. And so here they're going after her. They don't like how she votes. They don't like how she supports organizations. Basically, the racist was the word I was trying to think of. I know. Simple word, two syllables. Yeah, it's Friday morning. So that if you support an organization that appeals to black conservative voters, if you don't think that that should exist, you really, in this instance, you are the racist. But yet, if Gloria Gaynor accepts an award for the good that she has done, the happiness that she brings people in our world, the music that she has provided, somehow you're fueling the Donald Trump agenda and boosting his attacks against the fabric of our country. Because she's using a platform. No, she's not. She's doing all this on her own, behind the scenes. It's the lefty podcasters who've done their homework, dug all this information out, thrown it out to the public, and are going after her personally. No, a platform is if she were coming out on stage, like, I don't know, someone who just got engaged to a football player recently. And on that stage, you support and promote who you want your minions and millions of minions to vote for. That would be using a platform. There's a difference between using a platform and just celebrating and using the rights that you have as an American. They say she's a hypocrite for donating to Republicans. Why is she a hypocrite? Well, here's where they're coming in on this. She used the phrase that she does not, quote, like to get political. Okay, get political. We know what she's saying. She's talking about the fact that she doesn't do it on stage, that she doesn't have an agenda that she's out there pushing and promoting. She is quietly voting as an American, making contributions as an American, and then trying to have her musical career to bring joy and happiness to the rest of us. But somehow, because she says, I don't get political, they say she's a hypocrite. Like, she can't have an opinion. She can't support a candidate. If there's any hypocrisy going on, well, simple as black and white, don't you think? Hey, we are coming up on 6:57. Oh, there's a big event coming up. Black tie, blue jeans, just around the corner. And so is Tim Martin from the Alachua County Republican Committee. And, of course, Mayor of Newberry. Going to talk to him, see what's going on. He's got some big news. Another speaker added. We'll find out about it. It's all next. It's the Bob Rose Show right here. You're part of it, too. 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.